Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Well, let's say hello. And how are you this morning? This camera here in the middle here? Okay. Okay. For those of you, welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio, and now you are in touch with arguably the greatest show in radio, and that is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Now, that is my opinion, but the reason I say that is because Mr. Fuller tells the truth. When you tell the truth, you don't have to remember like they do. You have to remember a lie. You got to work if you lie. He tells the truth. Now, you don't have to agree with it, but the truth is a truth, and the truth stays truth. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, or when he makes his statements or comments with your questions. And today's topic is going to be entertainment. Entertainment in the system of white supremacy, racism. Thank you very much. White supremacy, racism. You have to focus on that. Entertainment in the system of white supremacy, racism. And for those of you who have his book, which he will talk about at the 45-minute mark of the program, you can start on page 121 of the revised edition and a revised expanded edition. So we're going to go out of there. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Hey, listen, you can call 1-877-932-9766. You can also view and hear us on the YouTube channel by going to the channel, typing in Talktainment, and then you type in radio and then Talktainment number 2, and there there you are. Hit the subscribe and like button there. You can also go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just hit listen live. You're right there. You don't have to do anything. Just listen live. While you're there, hit that gold donate button too, which we will talk about. You can also go to, if you want to get in contact with me, 7MrBobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can do that. And also to hear the program in its entirety, if you so desire. And I have heard this on this. You can go to facebook.com/TalkTainment, and the whole program, or the entire program, is on there. One more house cleaning thing. Periodically, during the show, I'm going to be giving out addresses for donations. Thank you for those who have given donations. Some of you didn't know where, so I'm going to, not all at one time, but give out places where you can donate. You can go to www.talktainmentradio.com/pay now. That's the PayPal option. And if you don't want to do that, when you can do this, you can mail it into the K&E World Network, LLC, Talktainment Radio, 462 Walnut Street, Post Office Box 6184, Columbus, Ohio, 43206. Those are two of the of the three. And on the top of your check, if you do decide to do that, payments are to be made to K&E World Network, LLC, DBA, Talktainment Radio. Okay, let's go. Today's program, we're going to talk about entertainment. That is the third area of people activity, the shortest area in the nine areas of people activity that Mr. Fuller has mentioned, talktainment, or entertainment, excuse me, entertainment. And Mr. Fuller, let me start off by saying good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, loud and clear, very good. How are you this morning, Mr. Fuller?
I'm still learning.
You are still learning. Okay, we're going to, let's get into this morning. Entertainment of the nine areas. Mr. Fuller, when you put this together, speaking about entertainment, what were your thoughts and your actions? Well, we know what your actions were, but what were your thoughts in doing it, and why is entertainment one of the nine areas that you mentioned?
Well, it's a way, entertainment I think of is when people interact with each other in a way of getting each other's attention. That's basically what it is. One person interacting with another person, and trying to get that person's attention so that that person can call attention to him or herself for whatever reason you're calling attention to him or herself.
Mm-hmm.
You might say that tattoos are a form of entertainment. Getting on a stage is a form of entertainment. What you're wearing, what you call clothing styles, that has to do with entertaining. You're entertaining, you know, you get something new and you to wear, and you go on a job or something like that, and you are looking in the mirror before you go. That mirror is for what? To prepare you to go on the stage of your existence, wherever you happen to be. If you have a mirror and you're looking in that mirror deliberately and you want to see yourself in that mirror, you're preparing to entertain someone who will be looking at you when you go out, wherever you go. That's what you're doing it for. Otherwise, you can explain what other reason you have for doing it. You're seeing that your hair is a certain arrangement that you want to entertain the people when you walk away from that mirror, and you want to go and have other people look upon you. And or you might have a certain piece of clothing or a cloth around your neck in the northwestern hemisphere, and in what they call business circles, they call it, for males, a tie, necktie, they call it. And so you make sure that that's on in the position that you think is most acceptable to people when you get ready to entertain, meaning get their attention to what you're about by wearing that particular piece of cloth around your neck. I don't know the history of neckties. I think that would be interesting for somebody to look into, because some of them are very, very, very expensive,
mm-hmm.
sold in stores that sell nothing but what they call neckties. So you might ask a question, what is a necktie for? Well, it's a piece of cloth that you put around your neck. You know, when you put around a piece of cloth, you put around your neck in order to do what? Well, in order to entertain someone. And what do you mean by entertaining someone by putting a piece of cloth around your neck? And calling a necktie, you're tying up your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody might ask those questions because, you know, there are reasons why people do things. Or there should be. They should be able to explain why they are doing whatever they are doing and what they expect the results to be. Because people sometimes make great effort to do things like that and take great pains and sometimes go to a lot of expense to do so. So entertainment, basically, broadly speaking, It's just getting the attention of others. And you do this in all of the areas of activity, economics, education, labor, law, politics. Politicians want to get the attention of others. So political action could be a form of entertainment or a blend of the two, because all of the nine areas blend into each other because they have to do with what we call people activity. So politics, religion, a lot of people say they, particularly, and I've heard people say who call themselves Baptists in the Christian religion, that they went to church and that they had what? A good time. Good time. And say, well, what do you mean by you went to church and had a good time? Well, we had a band there from out of town, a choir there from out of town, and they brought their organs and their harps and whatnot, and they played good church music, and I really enjoyed it, and I really felt good when I left there, and so they presented themselves in such a way that I liked what they played. I like the sound of what they did. I like the way that they looked up there behind the podium, the pulpit, the pastor, whatnot, or over there to the side in the choir section. Oh, they had a wonderful choir. And I was, what, entertained. But you're talking about religion. Mm-hmm. But you were entertained. Or you, it could be, it wasn't anything musical. Mm-hmm. It was this out-of-town preacher that came there. And boy, he really was entertaining. I mean, I really felt good when I left there. I mean, he really got my attention. I usually sleep through most of the sermons that we have here. I don't intend to, but sometimes it's a little bit dull. But this fellow we had last week over there at Mount whatever it was, you know, the name of the church, I mean, he really kept everybody lively and awake, and it was really entertaining. So lots of things can be considered entertainment. So it comes down to a question of what is entertainment for? It's to get people's attention. And then you might have a lot of questions that come behind that. Mm-hmm. Get their attention in order to accomplish what?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do anything to get someone else's attention, in other words, hey, stop what you're doing, or just momentarily, look my way and look at me, because I got some entertainment here for you. I got something for you that you didn't have before, and you just might need it. So anytime you attract somebody's attention, or someone is attracting your attention, you might call that entertainment, and then you ask the question, what is it supposed to accomplish? And you might have some other questions. Is it going to have a constructive effect or a non-constructive effect?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because in every area of activity, everything that people do is supposed to have a constructive effect.
All right. TalkTimeAtRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And here's a three that I'm going to share with you. Wiggins World with host Stacy Wiggins, All in the Family with S. Yolanda Robinson, and This is Libby with Elizabeth Rand. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click on the programs for scheduled times, and you'll see a little bit maybe about the host and so forth, and sample them, see how you like it. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. The phone lines are open at 1-877-932-9766, so you can call that caller that called. Yeah, thank you for calling back. You can also access the program by going to 7mrbobby@gmail.com. Now, I don't know if I will get a chance to read it, but you can access it that way. And I did mention that for making donations, and I'm going to be repeating this quite frequently, but another way that you can do this is by electronic check. Make it to K&E World Network LLC, E. Dozier 625 at gmail.com. Okay, I'll do that again. Electronic check, K&E World Network LLC, E. Dozier 625 at gmail.com. Okay, we are speaking of entertainment, but we have a caller on the line. Caller, good morning, and you are on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I got a question for Mr. Neely Fuller. I'd like to know how his caremate feel about his message, and how was he able to meet his caremate speaking and thinking the way he does.
That kind of ran past me right quick there. I'm a little slow picking up on what the question was. So, can you what say
well,
that again?
I had a question. Yeah, I had a question with you knowing what you know about systematic white supremacy. How did
you meet your caremate? Okay.
Yeah. How did you meet your caremate? And also, how do you? How's your relationship with your caremate and you knowing about what you know about white supremacy? How does that affect your relationship?
The interaction that I have, the arrangement that I have, I don't call them real relationships because prisoners of war are not allowed to have relationships, and I am a prisoner of war. If you're a victim of white supremacy, you are a prisoner of war. I mean, you have all the characteristics of a prisoner of war if you're still in that status. And I see myself still in the category of a victimized person. In other words, there are people on the planet who have great power over me and they assume that they have that power because they say that I am the incorrect color or I am the correct color to make me eligible to be a person who is supposed to be dominated and mistreated because of color in my skin. And that's what racism is. That's what white supremacy is. So it dominates my interaction with everybody that I interact with, but only as a prisoner of war. So in my care mate, what you might call wife, spouse, etc., I really don't have the type of interaction that I should have because in the system of white supremacy, as a prisoner of war, you don't have the type of arrangement, the type of relationship that you should have with any people, including offspring, what you might call kin folks, grandparents, parents, cousins, uncles, co-workers.
Mr. Neely Fuller,
yes?
Are you telling me basically the relationship you have is like is it like turbulent? But I'm kind of curious because I think it'd be like a struggle trying to find a caremate who would accept those principles. Now I internalize your principles about, you know, justice. But in this world, man, it's like you're trying to find a lady, man, who's on the same page with that. I don't see how it can be done, like, easily. So I'm just trying to figure out how you did it so I can try to implement it and maybe teach others to go that route.
Well, no. Well, in direct answer to your question, it can't be done the way it ought to be done on account of your prisoner status. See, like when you take your vows, you say, I promise to do this, I promise to do that. You can't keep any of those promises because those promises have to be guaranteed by people who are opposed to you, meaning the white supremacists. If you're a person of color anywhere on this planet, the white supremacists are going to disrupt all those promises. You can't promise about anything as a prisoner of war. Prisoners of war can't make promises that they can keep.
Excuse me, Mr. Fuller, not to cut you off, but it kind of sounds like basically, it's kind of like if you're trying to get into a relationship, it's almost like you're just going by the seat of your pants, pretty much, from what I get from what you're saying.
Absolutely. You're doing the best you can, but you cannot, and this is the bottom line, according to the code, you cannot get it the way that it ought to be. You can get it where it's workable, but you have to keep your vision very low about what that interaction is going to be. It's an arrangement. It's not a relationship. That's how the code, that's the word that the code uses. Non-white people, black people, when they have what the code calls your care mate, a person that cares, you care about them, they care about you. But that care is very limited because that care has to be guaranteed by the plantation masters, by the white supremacists. They are the ones that would determine how you are going to get along with that person that you call yours. He or she, whatever category you choose to call it, your relationships are not going to be relationships the way they ought to be in under the system of justice, because you're not under the system of justice. You're under the system of white supremacy, which makes you, if you're a person of color, a prisoner of war. And prisoners of cannot guarantee anybody anything. They can't even guarantee where your next meal is going to come from because the white supremacy.
Mr. Fuller, I got one last question.
Yes.
Last question. Does all that you just said, does that make you angry as a prisoner of war?
It does if you don't understand that you are.
Does it make you angry at the white supremacists? Is what I'm saying.
Oh well, yes, but
because they had that kind of control over it.
It may with some people. It doesn't make me angry. I've long gotten past that. Initially, that might have been my reaction when I realized how bound up I was. That I was a prisoner of war. That no matter where I went, I mean, the first thing people are going to notice is the color of my skin. That's anywhere in the world, and they're going to immediately say, you are a prisoner of war. And in many places, what are you doing here? What are you doing under these circumstances? And if it looks like you're doing anything that's progressive or constructive to help yourself and all like that, in the system of white supremacy, the white supremacists are taught they're supposed to disrupt that. That's their job. They know you're a person of color, and you're going to do something constructive. Anything that you do that's constructive is supposed to be in my interest as a white supremacist, but not in yours. Anything you non-white people, anything you black people do among yourselves, including all of your so-called relationships, is supposed to be non-constructive. And I will see to it that you are always doing that, or you will suffer some kind of consequences from me. So that's why we're always at each other's throats and whatnot, because that's the kind of deal that they made with us as prisoners of war. You can get out there in the prison yard and fight among yourselves, males with females, males with males and whatnot. Just fight, argue, squabble, don't agree on nothing. That's the way the white supremacists want it. Now, when you start trying to level that off, and trying to say, hey, let's stop all this fighting among ourselves. Let's stop all this killing. I'm no longer going to beat up on my female partner. We might disagree with things and all like that, but it's going to always be in a peaceful tone. We're not going to raise our voices. We're not going to have arguments. Well, the white supremacist said, oh, no, 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 you can have arguments. Oh, no, you're going at each other, because I'm going to see to it you go at each other. You just wait to what she has to say when you walk in and say you just lost your job, all right, and you just got the job last week, all right, and she's got still got a job and she's paying all the bills. You just walk in and tell her that, and I'm going to sit back and enjoy you all fighting about that, because I set it up so that would happen. I set it up so that you would lose your job. You're not even supposed to have a job, because I know when you go to her and say that, you know, you want to make babies and you want to pay bills and all like that, but you don't have a way of taking care of none of that, I know she's not going to like it, and she's going to be real surly and difficult to get along with, because she's paying all the bills. She's got the eviction notice on her dresser, I mean, in her name, and you're not doing anything to get that eviction notice off that dresser. You're going to have conflict, and we intend for it to be like that, because you are a person of color, and people of color are not supposed to get along under any circumstance in my prison. That's the voice of the white supremacists. Hmm. Now, when you realize this, then you act according to a code that you make up on your own that's not in line with the white supremacist code, because they intend for you to collide with everybody except them. When you come around them, that's when you're supposed to be real peaceful and act like you got a whole lot of sense. And if you notice black people, they do that. We bust loose when we come around each other. And that's not only male with female. That's all over the neighborhood. That's when we bust loose. All that anger, we just take it out on each other, which is what the white supremacists got it set up for us to do. Once you understand this, then you stop being angry with other black people, really, because you understand why we act the way we do. We're like people in a slave ship, at the bottom of the slave ship, chained together, and we ran out of food. And somebody comes to the hatch and throws down just two or three pieces of cornbread after a week goes by.
Okay.
Now, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
Everybody in there is going to be fighting over that cornbread.
Got to break it right there, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. I'm going to read some Gmails if I can. Callers come first, though. We'll take those. And a very interesting Gmail, as a matter of fact. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakati on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Art Gallery at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room,
The Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Alrighty, welcome back. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com after you sell it to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And our topic today is the shortest one in the nine areas of people activity, which is entertainment. But as you well know, our format is Mr. Fuller will address any question or comment that you have to make, and we will let the show mature that way. So, you know, you don't have to, in other words, you don't have to stay on topic, but entertainment is very important, and we will continue in that stay. Mr. Fuller, on page 121 of the revised expanded edition, a little bit past the middle of the page, in bold print, you have a very important statement that I believe I've heard you make before, but for those that don't have the book, and Mr. Fuller will talk about the book in a few minutes, could you read that during the existence of white supremacy?
Where? On page 121.
Yes, sir. About one, two, three, four, about four paragraphs down, the fifth one.
That starts with what?
During the existence of white supremacy.
Oh, during the existence of white supremacy? Yes. During the existence of white supremacy, this is just a suggestion now. Always expect most so-called entertainment for non-white people to be basically pitiful, primitive, stupid, and or silly. Now, that's among the non-white people throughout the entire world.
Yeah.
Always expect this when we start talking about non-white entertainment, black entertainment, you might say.
Yes, sir.
Expect it to be in one of these four categories or all. Pitiful, primitive, stupid, and or silly. Expect much of this entertainment to glorify the killing and maiming of non-white males and or the trashing and general mistreatment of non-white females. In other words, that's just a flat statement.
Yes, sir.
And when you take a look at what we call black entertainment and whatnot, and just ask yourself, is it kind of really a little pitiful, or is it primitive? Primitive meaning just basically just not, you know, you're doing stuff, but is it's causing your mind to think about anything of any constructive value or getting anything done or solving a problem. See, that's primitive.
Yes, sir.
Primitive means you're not too much about solving problems. You're about making a lot of problems, but not solving any.
Yes, sir.
So you say that, is black entertainment primitive? You know, is it when you look at something that black people are doing that's supposed to be entertaining, is it helping to solve a problem in the most constructive manner?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something that goes to the next couple of categories, stupid and or silly?
Yes, sir.
But you can't see any problem solved there, all right? But you call it, that's entertainment.
Yes, sir.
That's the way that people interact with each other. Because that's what entertainment is, just interacting with people
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. But is it producing anything that's going to be constructive or non-constructive? And a lot of what you can expect, like it says there on page 121 of the basic textbook, expect much of this entertainment to glorify the killing and the maiming of non-white males. Black people run all over the place entertaining each other by killing each other.
Yes, sir.
And or the trashing, quote unquote, and general mistreatment of non-white females.
That's true.
And a lot of black males particularly and non-white people throughout the entire world.
Yes, sir.
Seem to get a lot of enjoyment out of trashing non-white females and or mistreating them by violence.
Yes, sir.
Direct violence.
Mm-hmm.
Physical violence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before we take this next call, that next statement under note, could you read that before we take the next call? It says note.
Now, there's a note up under there.
Yes, sir.
It says, during the existence of white supremacy and according to compensatory counter-racist logic, it is correct to expect the white supremacists, racist man and racist woman collectively, to promote forms of entertainment among non-white people that are deliberately designed to produce non-constructive results.
Yes, sir. Very.
In other words, the white supremacists, when they come around with proposals to help black people to get into the field of entertainment, you can just about expect it to be something that's going to be of monumental, non-constructive value.
That's right. Okay, let's take this phone call. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, speaking of neckties as a part of entertainment, lynching. Do you think, Mr. Fuller, lynching of black males primarily by putting a rope around their necks and hanging them, do you think that was an adequate form of entertainment by the racist white supremacists?
Good question.
Well, yes, when they think about black people, yes, because they certainly don't think about black people. See, the neckties associated, even in 2019, with what? With shirts and suits on males. And they usually call them what? That combination, what you call a suit,
mm-hmm.
meaning a coat and a pair of pants and a shirt and a necktie that goes with that shirt. When you walk in with a coat, a pair of pants, a shirt, and a necktie that goes with the shirt, that necktie goes right up real tight, you know, at the top of the shirt. They usually call that what? Worldwide, even among people who are what you might call leaders now, in places like ancient China, all right? But nowadays, in 2019, those If you look at television and look at pictures and papers and whatnot, you see people wearing what? Neckties in Indonesia.
Right. When they're doing what?
When they are doing what now? When they are conducting what? Something called business.
Yes, sir.
Business. It's called a business suit. If you're serious, if you're a person that's about something, that necktie goes with that. That's the symbolism there. Now, when it comes to black people, there's an old slang about, you know, the necktie being a lynch party. All right? That's what they call it. We're going to have a necktie party tonight over there in Colored Town. Although they don't say Colored Town, they use the N-word.
They use the N-word.
Meaning they're going down there and they're going to grab a black person out of bed and they're going to have a, what, necktie party.
And they did that stuff.
I have one more question.
Yes, sir.
Lately, I've been hearing the term white nationalism, white nationalists. Do you have a counter-racist codified meaning to those terms?
What I ask, what the code book says you ask, when people use any kind of term, the person using the term should explain what the term means. So any person that you happen to be talking to, and if you're talking to a white person and that person says, for example, that he or she is a white nationalist, and that term is going around now, you just simply say, what does that mean? You go into the question mode, and don't argue about the answers. Just keep asking questions. That's how you get to the truth. Stay in the question lane. And if you don't like, or if you were confused about the answers that you're getting, which you just might be, when they start talking, telling you what a white nationalist is, all right, if you still have some questions about what a white nationalist is, ask those questions. Just ask for more details. What does a white nationalist do that a person who's not a white nationalist doesn't do or does do? I mean, you want details, and you can start by just asking, what does a white nationalist do in interaction with you?
Okay.
In other words, if that white person says, I'm a white nationalist, all right, and you say, well, what is that, and what is that? What does that mean when you are interacting with me in nine areas of activity? As a white nationalist, what does that mean when you interact with me, sir or ma'am, in the area of economics? Just go through the whole nine areas of activity.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The way you do it.
Okay.
According to the code.
Yes, sir.
And then after they tell you what it's supposed to mean, when they interact with you as a non-white person in economics, then go to education.
Okay.
Okay, sir, ma'am, what does that mean as a white nationalist? How do you interact with me?
Okay.
As a white nationalist in the field of education.
Okay.
In the area of education.
All right.
In the area of entertainment. In the area of labor. In the area of law. And then that last one, in the area of war. Does being a white nationalist mean you go to war with me? That you do anything to harm me? And if so, based on what?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I do that would make you, as a white nationalist, go to war with me?
Okay. Yeah, you always ask.
You stay in the question lane.
Yes,
have dozens and dozens and dozens of questions just about that label alone.
Okay. Now, before I ask you about your book, do you use the term white nationalist?
No, I don't
okay.
use the term.
Okay.
I use the term white supremacist.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I don't know what white nationalist means.
Okay.
I have to ask the person that uses the term.
Okay.
And for everybody who's listening, when anybody uses any term, have the person ask questions.
Okay.
Don't argue about the term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, immediately go into the question mode, ask that person what that person means when he or she uses that particular term.
Okay.
Even if you think you know what the term means.
All right.
You don't know what that person means when they're using it.
Got it.
That's very important.
All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic today is entertainment, as you well know, Mr. Fuller will answer any of your questions by phone or by Gmail if I can get to them, and boy, we have some of them here. Before I give you the information on donations, this is the time that we have Mr. Fuller to speak about his book. We're way over the time, but Mr. Fuller, could you speak about your book?
Well, I'll just try to make it brief. Just go to producejustice.com, producejustice.com, and the book that I'm reading from now, that will come up on the screen, and later on I'll have the word guide up and the original 1984 edition. This is the 2016 edition, the revised expanded edition, which is the one that I recommend for sure, and I'm reading from it in the entertainment section area of activity today. And you can get it by going to producejustice.com. And the book is designed for the individual person. In other words, you look at it and pick out what you think will work best for you as an individual victim of white supremacy in dealing with racism and in dealing with everything associated with racism, meaning all the things you do every day in association with people, period. White people, non-white people, male, female, young people, old people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Things that you do, things that you don't do. And the book is just full of suggestions. They're strictly suggestions, and you take the suggestion and use it if you think you can use it. Now, the things in there that you don't think you can use, you just leave alone. It's like a buffet, a smorgasbord. I mean, you just go down the line, and they got carrots and peas and pies and cakes and whatnot. You just pick out what fits you, what will help you to do whatever it is you're trying to do. Hopefully, whatever you're trying to do is going to have a constructive effect and not a non-constructive effect.
Okay.
Nothing in the textbook is supposed to help you to do anything non-constructive. It's all about doing everything in a constructive manner that will work for you in the most constructive manner, producing the most constructive results for yourself or for others.
Okay.
Go to producejustice.com.
All right. Now, and for those, like I said, who will want to make donations, here's another way you can do it. You can use PayPal. Just hit the PayPal Pay Now button, www.talktainmentradio.com/paynow.html is another way to do that. I'm having a hard time getting to these emails because I have to take a call. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me again?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fuller, all nine areas can be forms of entertainment. Could you give us some suggestions on how the people activity of education can be made into entertainment? The people activity of education.
Oh, well, all entertainment is supposed to be educational for victims of racism. Movies, songs, you're supposed to learn something from it. I listened to the song, an old song, came out in the 1940s, 47, by Nat King Cole. I like that song. Nature Boy is the name of the song. And it wouldn't impress most people and whatnot, but I think it's a story in there.
Mm-hmm.
In that song that I like. And it's the punchline in there, too, the way the song ends. the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Now, that's a flat statement. Is the greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return? I kind of think so.
Hmm.
Particularly if you use the word love within, according to the code definition of the word love, love and justice are one and the same. So I say I like that. And I like listening to that song.
Hmm.
Sung by Nat King Cole.
Well, who wrote, and so, who wrote "I Told You I Love You, Now Get Out," or whatever?
Oh, I don't know who wrote that one.
That is so funny.
I told you that I loved you, now get out.
Yeah.
Now, I like that song because there's a lesson there. Because, see, just because a person says love, people got, that word love is used all kinds of ways. I love you to death, all right? You know, look at people in what they call organized crime, which is what the system of white supremacy is. I mean, what did Michael Corleone do when he got ready to kill his own brother? What did he do as a good send-off?
I think he said he loved
him. Kissed him.
Yeah, kissed him, yeah. He did.
Yeah. Now, kissing is supposed to be, traditionally associated with what? The word love. All right? When you love somebody, you kiss them. Okay? But they call that, in organized crime, they call it what? When one male kisses another. They call it the kiss of death.
The kiss of death, yes.
Right. I'm kissing you goodbye because we're going to put a hit on you. All right? So people, that word love, you got to really watch out for it and the way people use it. It's all over the place.
See, that would be a good point where he said, I told you that I love you, now get out.
Yes, I told you that I love you, now you are going goodbye. You're going to be sleeping with the fishes.
1-877-932-9766 is the number that you could call to get in contact with the show. I don't know why that is so funny to me, but it's true. All right, yeah. Oh, let me try to get to this Gmail here. Okay, get serious here. This is from last week, and this person mixed it with VGQ, and I did ask him to shorten it some. So I'm just going to read a little bit of it, Mr. Fuller. He says this. He said, Mr. Fuller, I strongly disagree with something you said last week, and unfortunately I won't be able to call in this time and reply to whatever your on-air response will be. But last week, in response to a caller's question about reparations, you said that ending the system of white supremacy is reparations. No, it is not. Reparations is about repairing the damage done to us as black folk in America. Cash payments, benefits, land, and all else in the 20s, $20, $50, and hundreds of trillion. And yes, I know that scares you, as you've expressed in the past. Quote, I wouldn't be around us if and when we get reparations. I can see it now. Black men sitting on the back of a white stretch limo, weed smoking coming out of both nostrils, and nickel-plated 22s pointed out of both windows saying, I'll kill the N-word and pay for it. We've come to the end of the first hour of the compensatory concept. Thanks for listening. We'll continue in the second hour. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.